This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Today, in the hot seat, is one of the top 25 women in cybersecurity, Carolyn Crandall, who is the Chief Deception Officer of Attivo Networks. Again, the coolest title I've heard.
It's a very fun title indeed. So it fits with being a part of a deception technology company. So I'm not out here to deceive everybody about everything, but just spent a lot of time evangelizing and teaching people about the benefits of deception. So the title kind of stuck and people enjoy it. So I keep it.
I love it. And you know, most companies in cyber are worried about the breach happened and it's too late. You guys are worried about stopping the breach. I mean, it's a different approach. I think it's a time-based security approach. Can I slow down the bad guy's time frame or timeline where they think they're in and they're stealing, right?
Yes.
And you make it better for the CISOs because the data is not stolen if the hacker's looking at the wrong stuff.
Yep. Yeah. It really breaks down to a couple pretty simple things. One is if you can identify the threats before they have a chance to advance their attack, you're ahead of the game. If while they're attempting to break out, right? So if you look at most of the stats, say in about 4.5 hours, the attackers are going to be able to break out and be able to move through the network. And so the key focus of what Attivo does is we give the visibility to that lateral movement, regardless of how they're trying to attack, whether they're moving laterally, reconnaissance, credential theft, man-in-the-middle attacks, looking at services to exploit. We just cover everything. And essentially, if you make a whole endpoint a decoy and the attacker cannot move off of that endpoint, they're not gonna be able to successfully get to what they want to complete a breach. And so it's really a super easy, efficient way of stopping the attacker in their tracks. However, they do, as you said, think that they're advancing the attack. And so then you get a rare thing, which is able to get threat intelligence that's very specific to your company, right? Mm. It's one thing to go to a database and say, well, this is what's out there. It's different to go, this is what's in your network, who they, you know, how they're attacking, what they're after, and then really be able to strengthen your defenses. And so that's what's making this technology really take off right now.
Do we find more malicious insiders or insider threats with deception-based technology because people weren't looking that way before? They were always thinking, oh, it's the bad guy sending a remote access Trojan through a spear phishing attack, right? One of the biggest exploits. But are we finding more malicious behavior inside that is a trusted source, an employee?
We are. And if we look at in our customer base, and we always see when they come on board, well, why'd you buy this technology? And in 40% of them, insider threat detection is the number one use case of why they bought. Mm. Because it's very efficient. You can put it everywhere, and it's so blended into the environment that regardless who you are, you're going to trip over it in some way or another. And so the other difference is not only do you get an alert, but it's substantiated because now we can go and see, well, how were they attacking? What were they after? And be able to track and log it. So when they go to take corrective action with their legal and HR departments, it's all very substantiated. So when they go, well, no, I wasn't. Well, mm-hmm. Now there's irrefutable proof. Well, you were. And so it's a big use case. Probably the biggest debate between it is do I tell my employees, like, zero tolerance? Like, we're watching you. Do not go color outside the lines.
Which is completely legal to do.
Right.
Your business. You can do what you want on your corporate premises if it's related to protecting the assets and complying with regulations.
Yeah, and you're protected. And then there are others that go, look, maybe I'm a financial institution and I want to know, what are they up to? How big is this ring? And we've actually caught in one telco 20 people inside of a ring of insider threats.
Wow.
And because they were able to study and let the attacks continue to play out inside, that group of people were all exited from the company, but it was the deception technology that was able to capture the ring of all the people participating and be able to make sure that they truly eradicated everything from the network. So it's kind of fun and a great technology for it.
I think it's amazing. So how quickly can we deploy Attivo? And you were talking about the endpoints. Are you putting out agents as well as having an appliance? And is it inline? Is it a VM? Is it in the cloud? How's it all getting deployed?
Yeah, so think about all of that and go, that's way too complicated. And so Attivo does it in a super, super easy way. So there are different types of deception technology that are out there, and Attivo crosses the gamut. So you'll have things that'll sit at the endpoint. It's not agent-based. So you don't need to worry about maintaining or keeping it. But we basically use machine learning to learn, understand the network. We prepare the credentials. We automatically deploy them, and we can automatically refresh them as well. Mm-hmm. And so what you get then is as a attacker is looking to steal those credentials, look for mapped shares, try to do a man-in-the-middle attack, look for closed ports and different services so they can kind of backdoor in that way. Those are all things that we'll detect at the endpoint. However, people may not get in necessarily that way. They may come in around the network in a different way, and then it becomes important to catch the lateral movement. And that's where you start to put decoys as your landmines throughout the network. Mm-hmm. So you're going to catch them as they try to move to their next asset. And of course, Active Directory. And that actually ties to one of the new announcements that we just put out before Black Hat is it is a form of deception, but it's actually a very elegant way of redirecting Active Directory attacks. So as they go out and look for key credentials, key systems, it will actually trick them into thinking they're actually engaging with Active Directory, give them fake information, and send them back out. So again, giving the defender much more information, better ability to be able to stop them, especially before we before they have a chance to compromise Active Directory. Because you know once they do that, it's over. A big mess once that happens. And so this is just more layers of defense that regardless of how the attackers attack or what method they're using, we're going to be able to stop them so they can't move within the network to really get anywhere. And they're going to do it early and quick.
Very cool. Last question. How do I buy Ativo? Is it direct? Is it channel? Where do I go?
Very, very channel-friendly company. And so we work with a broad spectrum of both resellers and managed service providers throughout the globe. We actually have presence all around the world now. So anybody that's interested in doing that can either find one of our partners or they can come to our website and we'll be happy to connect them up with the right people.
Sounds great. Great interview, great hot seat. Folks, you've got to get deception-based technology from Ativo Networks at ativonetworks.com.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.